This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com. But we spell that a little uniquely. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. churchonline.com. This morning, of course, today, it's the day after Thanksgiving. And traditionally, the day after Thanksgiving is the beginning of the holiday shopping season. They call it Black Friday because that's when the merchants would go into the black instead of the red, being that positive cash flow as people begin to purchase what they need for the holiday season. But the reality is, and you know, we will see this today on the news, I'm sure. There will be stories of fights and overloading people's stress and traffic and all of this. So you actually could say that Black Friday really is the beginning of the Christmas anxiety season. Think about it. It's the time that we begin to stress over so many things. I looked online and I found a number of statistics related to stress in the holidays. 57% of Americans say that the holiday season is indeed stressful. Only 23% say it is relaxing to them. And what are we stressing about? Well, the biggest would be 58% say that it's the financial things around the holiday, not having enough money to buy what they need, going into debt, things like that. 58% say financial concerns are number one. 40% say it's the stress over finding the right gifts. That seems to be a big overwhelming thing. Interestingly, 38%, it's sort of the sadness and loneliness, missing loved ones on the holiday season. And 35% say is just flat out the family drama. And the truth is that could probably have started over the last couple of days surrounding Thanksgiving. But as we enter the holiday season, I want to give us a verse to live by, a verse to meditate on, several verses, for us to really wrap our minds around when we go into this holiday season. And it's Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 8. And you may know this. This may be familiar, but I want you to think about it as it relates to this time of year. It says, Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let me pause there for a second. The first thing that you would say is there's this formula that is given to us by the Apostle Paul writing to this church in Philippi. Don't be anxious for anything. So again, let's put that in terms of the holiday season. Be anxious for, you know, don't be anxious about the finances. Don't be anxious about the gift giving. Don't be anxious about the family drama. But in everything, and notice these three things, prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. Prayer, supplication, thanksgiving. Prayer, obviously, is prayer, speaking to God. Supplication means asking for the needs that you have. And then thanksgiving is, of course, giving thanks. The reality is these are the things that are the antidote for stress and anxiety, giving it over to God. And notice the result, verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That little word, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That indicates, if you say it that way, that we're not on the offensive. This is a defensive posture. In other words, I'm going to do these things before the anxiety comes. So if we're here today and you are in that place where you're anticipating the stress of the holidays that's coming, remember, guard your heart with those things, prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, and then receive the peace of God. We hear that around this season. You may see that on Christmas cards, on light displays, peace, the words of the angels, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. But then we find ourselves in the place of stress and anxiety, and we don't feel that peace. Well, if we've done the groundwork ahead of time, prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, then the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And oh, wait, there's one more. We often stop there. In my Bible, there's actually a little bit of a break there. It's like a new paragraph. But I think these things go together. Verse 8, finally, brethren, wherever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. That's the answer to holiday stress. And I think this is the very day that we need to think about these things. As the holiday anxiety season begins on this Black Friday, we need to be reminded. It's about prayer, presenting our requests, thanking God. Oh, just think about how big that is. We just need to thank God. If finances are our worries, we need to thank God that we have anything at all. And then if there's a problem, if there's an issue, we need to praise Him that He will handle it in His perfect timing and trust Him. Now, of course, I don't believe that God is, you know, wringing His hands like we are, thinking, oh my goodness, how's this going to happen? He knows. He sees. So then the second part of this is guard our hearts. He's going to guard our hearts with what it said in that passage, the peace of God, not the peace that I create in my own self. It's the peace of God that passes all understanding. That's going to be the thing that's going to guard us. And then as we continue to move through the holidays, move through our day, even if it's a stressful day, I need to meditate on those things. That's why I say those things go together. We get that peace of God and how easily that peace is broken. So instead, it's about us thinking about those things. Remember, whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtue, praiseworthy, all of those things. So think about it. What am I moving through today? Is there some stress and anxiety today? Look out for those good things. Look for those positive things. Look for those little moments that are not from the retailers, not the things that we'll see in the media presented to us, but instead it's the little things, but the good things, the positive things. Then we're going to keep and maintain that peace. Because if you think about it, the opposite of these things are exactly what we see. It says whatever is true, whatever is not true, that's the opposite. Whatever things are noble, ignoble technically is the opposite of thing of that. Those things that are not good, not noble, not trustworthy, whatever things are just, and you think the opposite, injustice, those are the things that are going to break the peace in our lives. So we just need to think on those things. If that means more reading of our Bibles, more listening to positive music, if it is thinking about those things, that's what I need to do as I move through this season. And maybe that will help you to break that cycle of anxiety this holiday season.